On the live line with us, we've talked with her before. She is the Puerto Rico reporter for CBS News. Maricel Rivera is with us from Puerto Rico. Good morning, Maricel.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning to everyone.
Very glad to have you here as we keep checking on the progress or lack of progress when it comes to our neighbors and our fellow American citizens in Puerto Rico. You know, it's been a long time since the hurricane hit in November or in September, that is. And
September
what's,
20th.
Yeah, September 20th. And so much has happened. And still there are folks, a lot of them, in the dark.
Yes. First of all, I really do appreciate you guys checking back on us. We do, at the time being, supposedly, you know, per the government, we have 94% generation and 83% consumption of energy. But it is good to note that as we keep on visiting the most faraway parts in the mountains and so on, there's some communities or towns that have only 7% generation. I mean, if you look at the whole of the island, maybe they have 94%, but if you look at it per town, there's some people that are still very well in the dark.
And this is, I'm happy to hear that there has been much progress and that so many more customers have power now. There are other issues, too, that seem to have been present, and I don't know what the status is of getting to the bottom of this, that a lot of government contracts, went out to folks who could not handle that kind of commitment. You know, it happened with restoring the power. It happened with a company that was contracted to send out, you know, thousands and thousands, millions, really, of meals to Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And this was a company that consisted of one woman to handle that. I don't know how that happens. Do you?
Well, it's even just like Whitefish. As you may have heard, Whitefish only had about 3 employees. Of course, they subcontracted. Maybe that was the idea of that lady who was contracted to serve this millions of meals to the Puerto Ricans, but it just didn't work out. And it should be noted that there are companies within the island that can serve those millions of meals, not only because they have the infrastructure in the island, but because they know the island well.
Yes.
I mean, after the hurricane, getting to the most remote parts have been proven to be even more difficult than before. And when you bring people from outside, then, in turn, they need to hire people from inside just
yes.
to drive them around.
Of course.
Spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Well, one of the things that we found out here in Northern California after our terrible wildfires in October was exactly what you're saying, is that, yes, we will certainly take, you know, state, federal assistance whenever possible. But it's the people who live here who are going to get the most done on the ground.
Correct, correct. And we are very appreciative of everyone that has come helped. For example, I wanted to make a note of the latest news. As of yesterday, Sunday, February 18th, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority will begin shutting down backup generators, which were brought in by companies like APR from Western Florida. Yes, because they're running out of money to pay for the gasoline that is running these generators. So there will be many areas affected, including water power, pumping stations, hospital, of course, medical procedures, communications, because some towers that are fed by the,
sure.
by the grid will you know, be not be powered anymore. So even internet and cell phone service, schools, it will almost be like going back
to
September 20th. And you need to know, and I wish for all our friends to know, so they pray for us. June 1st is the start of the hurricane season here in Puerto Rico.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have 3.5 months to get back on track and wait for the next one.
I can't imagine what the answer to this might be, Maricel, but what's the feeling, what's the sentiment, you know, how's the morale of Puerto Ricans?
Well, Puerto Ricans as a whole are very positive people, and even when we went to Jabucoa, the town that has only 7%, they were all receiving us with smiles, they were all positive and happy, and you know, people just have to look at the bright side, because really, if you sulk, what are you going to do? You're never going to get anything done. And some of the people in those remote areas cannot wait for anyone to take care of them. They have been taking care of themselves, and they have to keep a positive vibe.
Yeah, you're right. What else can you do in some circumstances? How is the volunteerism in Puerto Rico? I know that so many Americans and people from all over the world descended on Puerto Rico after the hurricane hit, but a lot of times that kind of support wanes after time. What's the status of that?
It does wane, but there are still donations and people holding GoFundMe accounts and helping, the people most in need, which are the elderly and the children. You still see people posting about visits that they give with personal hygiene products and even medical help to the most remote parts, because as we know, it's not easy for them to get into the metro area to take care of their most basic needs.
And that takes gasoline. And we talked a little bit about gasoline when it comes to powering up Puerto Rico, but you also need it to be able to get from hither to yon and be able to take care of those folks in the remote locations. What is the current status of the availability of gas for motorists in Puerto Rico?
The current status with the gasoline is good. I mean, for the customer, the retail purchaser of gasoline, it's fine. Nothing will ever be like it was after the days of the passing of the hurricane. But as I mentioned, PREPA, which is the power authority, is the one that doesn't have enough cash to purchase gasoline in order to power up this backup generator, in order to feed the loopholes in the grid.
And one of the circumstances that we're just beginning to deal with after the wildfires is the rebuilding. And obviously in Puerto Rico, there is a lot of rebuilding to be done. Wondering, Maricel, if there are a sufficient number of workers in Puerto Rico to accomplish that.
There are the workers. Of course, a lot of people are, their daybooks are filled to the brim, all the construction companies here. But the main problem is not the power, the manpower, but the material, because we're in an island.
Yep.
It is very difficult to bring the materials needed. And not only that, for FEMA is grabbing all the spaces available for the truckloads and all of that, and they're taking it away from the commercial companies like Home Depot and the sort. And this is not only here, but this is also what I've seen in the USVI. Home Depot is empty. There's no wood planks and wood beams to be bought in order to start reconstruction.
Wow, that is obviously a very serious situation. Has FEMA said when they are pulling up stakes in Puerto Rico?
I'm sorry, say that.
Has FEMA said when they are leaving the island of Puerto Rico, when they will no longer be a viable, helpful entity there?
I heard the date of March 1st, but people keep saying that they have already started leaving, and they're just kind of keeping a facade so that people kind of see that they're still boots on ground. But the day that is most being heard about town is March 1st.
March 1st, which is what, a week and a half from now?
Correct.
Jeez. Wow.
Correct. But we do still have what we call the volunteerism, like you asked before, and we do have people from private nonprofits helping the folks here in Puerto Rico.
And, like us here in the wine country, Puerto Rico relies a lot on tourism. And I'm wondering if there has been so far really any revisiting that idea, if you will, if the tourists are very slowly being willing to come back to Puerto Rico at this point.
Well, I did interview the Secretary of Tourism, and she mentions that 80% of hotel rooms are open for business.
Wow.
And we do see in the beaches that the beaches have started to fill up. Some hotels are still closed. I mean, of course, because of the nature part of the island, you know, what the hurricane destroyed is all of the beautiful greenery, which the hotels and resorts rely on for to in you know, bring those tourists.
Right, right.
So some of them have stayed closed. Some of them will not reopen until they have a set date of December 31st, for example, many of the big ones. But the ones in the metro area are thankfully open, and they are catering both to volunteers and to tourists alike.
Very good. I know that's an important part of the equation. Well, Maricel, thank you so much for the update. We will be talking to you again in the very near future. And as always, our love and support to Puerto Ricans everywhere.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate you guys checking back on us.
All right. We will do it again. That is CBS reporter in Puerto Rico, Maricel Rivera, on the status. Sounds like it's improving, but a long, long way to go for them. And yeah, a beautiful island full of American citizens.